Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order the regular trustee meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. Today is Thursday, May 5th, 2011. And I'd like to begin by asking Bob Matthews, our maintenance chief, to lead us all in the Pledge of Allegiance. Bob?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to move some items around on the agenda this evening. We do have some swearing-ins, and at this point, I'd like to recognize our Chief Gary Honeycutt, Fire Chief.
Thank you. First order of business tonight is the swearing-in of three part-time firefighter paramedics for the fire department, and the first one I would like to call up is Christopher Mize. Chris? I'll tell you what, Chris. Why don't you just stand at the end of where the physical officer is. Christopher is currently a paramedic with the Delaware County EMS and has been so since January of 07. He's also a paramedic with HumaCare that covers the Columbus Zoo, and he's an instructor at Columbus State Community College. And Christopher has completed all the necessary tests and all that kind of good stuff, the physical activity and all that. And I would like to recommend a motion to hire Christopher as a part-time firefighter paramedic effective May 10th, 2011.
I will move to hire Christopher Mays as part-time firefighter paramedic with the Genoa Township Fire Department effective May 10th, 2011.
I will second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, Chris, if you would like to turn around to our fiscal officer, Mr. Myers.
Actually, Chris, I mean, do you have any family this evening you'd like to recognize?
My wife, Katie. My parents, my in-law, Terry, John. Maureen, Allie, Todd, Allie, and my two nephews, William and John.
Great looking family. Congratulations.
So if you raise your right hand, repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Christopher Mike.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the state of Ohio. And will faithfully discharge the duties of firefighter paramedic. Genoa Township.
In Genoa Township.
Delaware County.
Delaware County.
State of Ohio.
State of Ohio.
During my continuance in this position.
During my continuance in this position.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. All right.
And actually, Christopher, I'm going to ask you just if you could just stand up there, kind of have everyone remain standing or get a group shot.
Okay, next, Allison Holtzberry. Allison, you want to come up? Allison is a paramedic with the Delaware County EMS since 2010, and she's also a firefighter with Porter Kingston Fire Department since August of 2007, and she has a fire science paramedic associate's degree from Columbus State Community College. I would like to recommend a motion to hire Allison Holtzberry as a part-time firefighter paramedic effective May 13th.
I'll entertain a motion.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to hire Allison Holtzberry as a part-time firefighter paramedic with the Genoa Township Fire Department effective May 13th. 2011.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations.
Allison, you want to introduce your family?
Yeah. This is my amazing mother, Jenny Holmesberry, my sister, Katie, and my dad, Paul.
Congratulations.
One more. Oh, you're going to? Yes, go ahead.
Okay, we want to do that.
Right. I don't know. Maybe she's having second thoughts.
Legit, no.
I've done this once or twice. Twice. All right, you ready? I state your name.
I, Allison Hunter.
Do solemnly swear or affirm?
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And will faithfully discharge.
And will faithfully discharge.
The duties of firefighter, paramedic.
The duties of firefighter, paramedic.
In Genoa Township.
In Genoa Township.
Delaware County.
Delaware County.
State of Ohio.
State of Ohio.
During my continuance in this position.
During my continuance in this position.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And then I would like to call up Judson Bates. Judson's an emergency tech at St. Anne's Hospital since March of 2009, and he's also a firefighter with Monroe Township Fire Department since 2008. I would like to recommend a motion to hire Judson Bates as a part-time firefighter paramedic effective May 18th.
Chief, I will motion to hire Judson Bates as a part-time firefighter / paramedic with the Genoa Township Fire Department effective May 10th, is it?
May 18th.
I'm sorry. May That's 18th, okay. 2011. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations.
Do you want to introduce your family, please?
My wife, Jen, my father, Jim, and my mom, Dave.
Jen, you can smile. It's time.
Great. Thanks for being here.
Yes, sir. Hi, state your name.
Hi, Justin Bates.
Do solemnly swear or affirm?
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution and laws of the State of Ohio.
And will faithfully discharge my duties.
And will faithfully discharge my duties.
A firefighter paramedic.
Firefighter paramedic.
In Genoa Township.
In Genoa Township.
Delaware County.
Delaware County.
State of Ohio. During my continuance in this position.
During my continuance in this position.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And that'll finish our swearing in. For the new employees, there's cake and ice cream down at the fire hall. Families are encouraged to attend. And as you go out the door, if the three of you would hold up, because we'd like to get a picture of you outside, seeing that the sun's shining today.
Say, hopefully the festivities are outside.
Yeah, maybe we move the whole meeting out there, but no.
Yeah.
So at this time, why don't we go ahead and get that done. Paul, is Joe going to do the... Yeah, okay. Okay, I have one more order of business for public session. Back in December of 2009, Genoa Township, the fire department responded to the pilot travel center at I-71 and 37 on a mutual aid with BSTNG and a number of other departments. Since that time, on a hazmat incident, since that time, the prosecutor's office has been working towards a settlement agreement with the owners of the trucking company. And that settlement agreement has been reached, and now it's ready for signature from a representative of the township. Genoa's portion of the cost recovery will be about little over $1,400. Anyways, I'd like to recommend a resolution authorizing Paul as our township administrator to sign the settlement on behalf of the township.
I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move to approve a settlement agreement between the state of Ohio, XREL, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing my Latin, it's really sucks. David A. Yost, Delaware County Prosecuting Attorney et al., the Dino's Trucking et al., case number 10-CBH-11-1647, and authorize Township Administrator Paul Wise to sign the agreement, the settlement agreement, on behalf of the Board of Trustees.
I'll second that. Any discussion? Chief, are you allowed to summarize the nature of the incident?
It was a truck that was leaking product out of the back of it, okay. And actually a number of departments responded and such, and those kind of hazmats are expensive, and you know, for all the personnel and all the stuff that it takes to mitigate the incident. So, really, what this was is for our cost of our personnel and supplies. So. Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfon.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, that's all I have at this time. Thank
Great,
you.
Thank you, Chief. Enjoy the festivities.
I've got more here.
Oh, you've got more.
Oh, you've got more.
But that's it for your report, though, right? That's it for the fire report. However, I mean, do you have
yes,
any other?
I have exactly that, right?
I understand that. Okay. Okay. Go back to the top of the order here, and this time I will recognize our fiscal officer, Patrick Myers, for the fiscal officer report.
Thank you, sir. The first thing on the agenda, I'll have everything for you to sign at the end. If that's okay. The bank reconciliation of April 30th, month end April 30th, reconciled and balanced and for your review and signature.
Okay.
The new system is allowing us to close much quicker.
Yeah, that is.
Donna had appropriation status is done on May 2nd.
And
everything was done today. The entire package was done. It used to be,
right.
it was almost impossible to have it done for the first meeting. So the new upgrades to the UAN system, so forth, have really helped us there.
Okay.
Next, we've got some supplemental appropriations where we were moving some money within funds from different accounts. So I would ask supplemental appropriations as listed in the chart there. It can be done in one motion. I would ask for you to approve those, please.
I'll go ahead and make the motion to retroactively authorize the fiscal officer to process the following supplemental appropriation to account 1000-610-211-0000 from 1000-610-190-0000 in the amount of $7,500 for the reason of the OPERS / parks. Next, to account 2041-410-420-0000 from account 2041-760-730-0000 in the amount of $500 for operating supplies in the cemetery fund. Next, to account 2041-410-420-0000 from account 2041-410-380-0000 in the amount of $400 for operating supplies for the cemetery fund. Next, to account 2192-220-311-0000 from account 2192-930-930-0000 in the amount of $10,000 for the purpose of that accounting and legal fees regarding the fire fund. Next, to account 2192-220-319-0000 from account 2192-930-930-0000 in the amount of $6,000 for the reason of other, and that's professional and technical services for the fire fund. Next, to account 2191-210-323-0003 from account 2191-210-230-0000 in the amount of $3,000 for repairs and maintenance of buildings from the fire fund. Police fund. Thank you. Lastly, to account 2191-210-311-0000 from account 2191-210-230-0000 in the amount of $5,000 for accounting and legal fees related to the police fund. Is there a second?
Second. Just a little explanation on everything.
Well, all we're doing here is these are not additional appropriations. These are expenses that have come up in different areas within a fund where there's money in one account and another account is running lower than expected, so we're moving the money to that account. So it's still within the funds, so the police fund, the 2100 or whatever that might be, we're just moving that money over to cover. This one, the first one's the retirement services contribution for the parks, the OPRS contribution for parks.
For our employees.
For employee portion of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the legal fees are for different things that we had to do with the contracts and so forth, police, fire, working with those. Professional technical services, Paul, the professional technical services side, that's the server related things that Craig Skill's been working on and so forth. But it, again, it's within the fund,
mm-hmm.
account within the fund. You can explain that earlier.
Not new appropriations. Yeah. I don't want
you to think it's new appropriations. I just moved
my money to
fund. Okay. Okay. Is
there any more
discussion on the motion? Roll call, Mr.
Gebhardt? Aye. Ms. Lewis? Aye. Mr. Garfine? Aye. Motion carries.
The next thing, this has been in the works for some time, working with the Fiscal Audit Committee. We started off with a discussion about the creation of a reserve balance account. Some call it a rainy day fund. We call it a reserve balance account. We had brought this to the board 3 or 4 months ago. I'm looking at Mr. Bird as we talk through it. But 3 or 4 months ago with the concept. The concept made sense. After further discussions with the prosecutor's office on how we do this, with the auditor's office on how it can be done and so forth, we would now like to recommend and ask for a motion to take $250,000 from the general fund and put it into this reserve balance account. The reserve balance account sits in the general fund. So the money is still in the general fund. It's just allocated to this account within the fund. There's a reserve balance account to be used for cyclical changes in economy and so forth.
Right.
And then we will add to it annually based on resolution of the trustees, percentage of, we're allowed to add up to a certain percentage of our revenues. Committees will meet each year and recommend to the trustees another deposit to that on an annual basis and grow that reserve fund.
And it's worth stating that this reserve fund has limited or restrictions, I should say. I mean,
yes,
it's not like the general fund
no.
really could be used for anything. This reserve fund is for dedicated
Absolutely. We
purposes.
Have that documented from the prosecutor. We went over that before. And it is for cyclical changes in economic situations, emergencies. Deemed by the trustees to be emergency, so it's not, by bicycle.
Right. I don't want people to see that sum of money and say, we can afford to build a trail through my neighborhood.
Absolutely.
No.
It's there for it is a reserve fund to build over time for emergency purposes for the township to know we have it there.
Thank you.
Okay. Second.
What? I'll make the motion.
Oh, we made a motion. Gee, I'm sorry. I had a second. Okay.
Do you want to?
It doesn't matter.
I'll make a motion to amend the 2011 permanent appropriation for the general fund contingencies from $0 to $250,000 for the creation of the reserve balance account.
Second.
Seconded. Is there any discussion?
How many other local entities use this? Do you, in your looking into this?
Well, we know that at one point Liberty Township had. They were calling it a rainy day fund.
Okay.
I don't know if Orange does. According to John Zoncordius, many different municipalities do it.
Mm-hmm.
John Zoncordius works for the auditor's office.
Sure. Oh, okay, yeah.
I could not list off a bunch of names to you right now. I could provide those at a later date. We could do more research, but mm-hmm. I know that John said that there are several municipalities out there that have created rainy day mm-hmm. funds. It is in the Ohio Revised Code that allows townships mm-hmm. and municipalities to do just this. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's taken us so long, quite frankly, was interpretation of the code
sure.
and checking with the prosecutor, checking with the auditor to make sure we did it right. Because not only do we want to do it right going forward, but the actual initial creation of it, there was a lot of big guidelines that we had to make sure we did before we did that.
Sure.
So I'm not sure that there's a ton of local townships out there that are in as good a position as we are to, uh-huh. to have the ability
right,
to do this. Whether they want to uh-huh. do it or not may be a different story. Mm-hmm. We're very mm-hmm. fortunate.
There is a provision in it's in the budget that will allow the amount to increase a little bit, and it was discussed at the last coalition of large urban townships meeting.
Mm-hmm.
There are, as Pat said, there are some urban, some of the larger townships, but there's a lot of them that don't. And,
uh-huh.
and those that do, you know, as we, once again, the purpose for this, with the impact we could be feeling in a year or several years as mm-hmm. a result of mm-hmm. local government fund loss,
right.
potential loss in the state tax, things like that. There's a lot of townships and municipalities out there wishing they would have had a fund
sure,
like this.
Sure, sure. It seems it's a wise thing to do. And I like the restrictions, too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I also think along those lines, you know, we don't have to have a discussion tonight, but it's worth noting that in the budget bill that's going through the legislature, I mean, there is a provision to eliminate the estate tax beginning in 2013. You know, we average, is it 300,000?
About 300,000.
We average, at least for the past 5 years, we've averaged 300,000 in revenue from that. So if we know that the end is near with that revenue, it might be worthwhile to either think about, do we want to maybe dedicate that money towards this fund in future years, or just knowing that that is revenue that is on its way out. We certainly need to kind of game plan for that with our long-term appropriations. So, just for what it's worth.
Yeah, I think the resident feedback we've received in the committee and so forth as well is just, it feels like a prudent thing to do. We're allowed to do it. It makes
mm-hmm.
sense to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that if an emergency comes, we can get to it by board resolution. And
mm-hmm.
it makes it a little bit flexible for us. Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
I have one more thing. We have a purchase order I need approved to United Healthcare for the 2011 life insurance premiums for the township.
You want to mention why we're doing that, Pat?
We can make the motion first and then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll move to approve a purchase order to United Healthcare in the amount of $13,057.02 for 2011 life insurance premiums.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes, we actually have a better deal. We had life insurance. What was the amount? And this is actually more life insurance. Right, less money with
better,
more insurance.
More coverage, right.
Right. More coverage. Right.
Right.
Okay. That's all for me.
Roll call. Mr. Geffen.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sounds like our new recruits are getting some business already. As this.
Right in the middle of it. Now do we go in and raid the ice cream and cake, you know?
Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you, Pat. We will go right into the public comment portion of the meeting. Is there anyone here tonight that wishes to speak during the public comment portion? Seeing, hearing none, we will go into new business. And we will begin with parks. Mr. Ron Kyle.
Evening. We're requesting a blanket purchase order for $4,500 for movie night. which will purchase a projector, a sound system, and screen. And we already have a commitment from WOW for a $2,000 check that will be coming in the next couple of weeks to us. And we have some other commitments, and also every night that we have movie night, we're going to have a donation bin out there so we can collect money also for that, too. So we're initially looking at a $2,500 purchase that will not be funded immediately, but we will get it back.
I'm going to make a motion, then we can talk about this a little bit more.
Okay.
I will motion to approve a blanket purchase order in the amount of $4,500 for movie night expenses. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. Discussion. I think it's worth noting, like you said, we have a commitment from Wide Open West. They want to commit $2,000 towards the purchase of this equipment, and what we're talking about, it again, is a projector, screen, and a sound system.
That's correct.
So that we don't have to go in and rent these items each time and
Right.
raise donations just to rent these items.
Correct.
Now, additionally, they've also committed to pretty much owning this event in terms of...
They're supplying the movies. There'll be no charge to us.
Which is hundreds of dollars.
First two movies will be $575. And so that's not out of our pockets at all. So it's really a win-win situation. After we get through the first two events, it will be paid for. And we can use the sound system and the projector for other things, not just for movie night. It's the Cadillac system. It's one step down from the Rolls Royce, I guess. But it's 4,000 luminous on the lighting ability, which will give us a nice bright picture.
Well, and I guess just a couple comments on my end. I mean, this is obviously it's a luxury item.
It is
not an essential. But that being said, I'm trying to weigh it in terms of the value. You know, we have a company out there that's putting some skin in the game. They've stepped forward with this commitment, and they want to own this event going forward, and they're going to commit additional dollars for that. This is equipment that will have some versatile use. I mean, we can use it for numerous purposes. You know, it goes back to the concept, you know, we're trying to drive traffic to our parks. You know, we can't necessarily promise certain amenities in these parks, but I think programming is
very, very essential, I think, for the township, because we're bringing people together as a family, and I think that's really a good thing in our day and age that we are in right now. Families tend to go different ways, and this will bring them back together. And I think it's really nice. And one thing that I noticed about the first movie night that we had, people are people. And there was no trash left behind. That shows me that this township is doing the right thing, because they respect that and they like it, so they take care of it. That sends a real hard message to me.
Yeah. Well, how many? What are we planning this year as far as movie nights? And I understand we're looking at holding them here at the administration.
We're going to hold them here at the town hall. Yes, and we're going to have it over in this side over here. This particular screen that we're looking at now. Will pop up in 10 minutes, and I had to laugh. It says it will stand up to a 20-mile-an-hour wind, which is good. I don't know about rain, though, you know. But the overall equipment, I think, is really good, and the people, I think we have a little bit more parking space here than we do at McNamara right now, and I think it's going to be I can only put it in these words, I guess. When you go to a party and you have small space and a lot of people together, it's more fun. When you're in a big room and they're all spread out, it's not as much fun. They get together, they talk, and that's what's going to happen here, I think. It's going to be a good place.
When will they start?
June 25th will be the first night.
Okay. Thanks. And that's all on the website, I assume, the
township website. Joe, is that on the website? I'm not sure it is. It the movie nights, is that on the website?
Okay.
Have they selected movies yet?
They're in the process of doing that right now. The Parks Board is in the process of doing that.
But they'll be different. It's geared towards different demographics.
Right. I think the first one is going to be for teenagers, and then the second one will be for adults, and the third one will be for younger people in the fall.
Great. And I know in your email to us, Ron, you were confident that you could raise the what is it, 2,000, 2,500?
2,500, yes.
2,500 gap?
Yep.
There.
Yeah, we actually have an expenditure, if we discount the second backup bulb that we have, of $4,020.99 is actually what we need. But to be safe, I want to get an extra bulb.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
we don't have any problems. And, $2,500. And I'm very confident that it will be reimbursed to us through donations.
I'm confident. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think you look at over time. I mean, just to put it in perspective, the Easter egg hunt, the trick-or-treat village, I mean, we appropriate $2,000 just for each of those events by themselves. We're talking about $4,500 here for equipment that will let us do at least three events this year. I mean, however many events we can get out of this equipment.
Exactly.
And then you factor
the matching, yeah.
Right.
Wow.
The match. I mean, and it's not just wow. We have other businesses in the community that have stepped forward or pledged to step forward, and then we're selling concessions. So I feel very good that.
I think it's a win-win situation.
We can stake this money and recover it easily.
I hate overhead. Right. And by doing this, we're going to eliminate overhead, and we're going to move ahead and have money that we can, the donations will go into the park improvement fund. Uh-huh. I think it would be a positive approach.
Yeah. Okay. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve a blanket purchase order in the amount of $4,500.
Oh, we did?
I think we did.
It's been seconded.
I'll second it then.
Yeah. I don't feel so bad. Yeah.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
It's been a while. Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Carl. That's a special gift.
Thanks for all the homework that you guys put into this. I know,
we have one other blanket purchase order there. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. We don't want to address that now?
No, we can address it now. Do you want to speak to this next purchase order request?
I could.
Yeah, go ahead and explain it.
Yeah, we're doing a bike rally May 21st, and I think it's going to be a very, very nice success for this community. When I went home for dinner this evening, I had seven people run out from the houses around there because I put them in their mailboxes, and they're coming to the rally. So, and they're all avid bikers. So we are putting in a $1,500 blanket purchase order for go towards the purchase of shirts for the rally, and 600 of it has already been guaranteed by Ohio Health as a donation towards that $1,500 purchase order.
Okay.
And we have one other gentleman, I forget the company. Joe, do you remember that? The other other person that's donating money for the shirts?
Floyd Brown Group.
Floyd Brown Group, yeah. Thank you. And we're out of the red already, so it'll be good.
You think this will be paid for too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Joe and I both look at these things as wanting to make sure that we have donations or grants before we move ahead, because we don't want to use any general revenue.
Wow. Do you know a Township Business Association? I know the meeting that several of us attended when former Speaker Davidson spoke was an amazing meeting. I mean, the room was full, and the Business Association has a really active membership.
They do.
So.
Yeah. And they've been tremendous in supporting the township. I mean,
they have. Right.
For only with being around for a couple years.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's amazing.
Do you want to make a motion?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve a blanket purchase order in the amount of $1,500 for the Genoa Township Business and Entertainment Expo bike tour.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Just one. I understand that there is a new bike shop coming into the township.
Trek.
Oh,
correct.
Really?
And up there near Home Depot.
Correct. That's just just north of there.
Yeah.
Where the old, was it Popeyes?
Yeah.
Close to Popeyes chicken place there.
And I know that Rollback over on Polaris has traditionally been a strong supporter of the township as well. So it's nice to have two bike shops supporting us.
Trek is doing a wonderful job. They're opening tomorrow for their first day open. I'm going to take some pamphlets up there for the bike tour. And they're behind us, and they've already offered a bike rack over to the gardens. So that'll be nice for people that want to, because there's several people that are in the garden club that want to bike there, and we have tools and everything at the shed. And they can just take their bikes there and the family and do things and bike home. So it'll be fun. Another thing, it's just really, this is a great event, and I think it's going to be wonderful for our township. This year might not be the numbers that we expect, but next year it will be.
It's 2 days, isn't it?
The expo is, but the bike rally is only one.
Oh, okay,
on
the
21st,
bike rally's one,
one
the
day.
Expo's two, Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Any further discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Ron. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks,
great
Ron.
Work. And please thank the Parks Advisory Board, too. I know that they've put a lot of hours into researching these items and making sure that it's a lot of good, a lot of enthusiasm in that group, a lot of creativity, so we commend them. Okay, we are now into the police portion. Chief Taylor.
I only have one item. Officer Craig Jones just received notification that he met all the requirements for his bachelor's in criminal justice from Ohio University, and he's requesting a 60-cent per hour educational incentive be given to his salary compensation. And I concur with his request. This meets the it's an union benefit that was negotiated.
Okay, I'll move to authorize an education incentive for Officer Craig Jones, increasing his hourly rate by 60 cents per hour per the current union contract.
Seconded. Is there any discussion? Chief, is this, I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but the union contract, which was just reached last 2 weeks ago, I guess. Is this consistent? I mean, is this...
That
60 cents.
Geez, I can't recall if it's...
No.
No.
It's in effect.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes. 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 It is in effect.
Okay. I didn't
yes.
know if that was one of the items that we had been... There was a lot of items that
right.
we've been negotiating as part of the new contract.
Right.
But
this okay. was not in contention.
Right. Okay.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief. Maintenance.
I have one item tonight. It's a purchase order to McCoy Paving. I'm requesting this PO due to the fact that the county's bid program, the resurfacing is out, and you'll be seeing that soon. But with the weather that we've had, I am not going to get done in time for the resurfacing without some help. So this money is in the account. It wasn't spoken for anything, so that's why I'm requesting it.
I will make a motion then to approve a purchase order to McCoy Paving, an amount of $20,000 for a miscellaneous paving of township roads.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
And I'd like to congratulate you on the passage of the road and bridge levy and all your men.
I want to thank the township residents.
Absolutely.
That's ones we need to thank. Yes.
Yeah.
It speaks highly of your team, though.
It does. It really does. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just pray for no more rain.
Oh, boy.
While we're on the maintenance subject, I do want to raise this issue, or recognize, I guess, rather. We heard about this, I think, about a month ago. Your maintenance team has been repairing over 100 catch basins in the township. I think we have another 100 scheduled for this year. And two of your team, Tony Ray and Bill Dew, they designed and welded a hoist to lift up the water inlets, those big heavy metal inlets. And I have a photo of it here that Paul had sent us. But they basically went and they took scrap metal and parts, and they assembled this device. Probably cost about $75 total. And if you were to go out and buy a lift of this sort, it would cost about $750. And the reason why I just bring this up is because I think it's worth pointing out. It's an example of how our staff, they are looking for ways to innovate, be creative, make their own lives easier, but also be mindful of the budget. So I commend the two of them, Tony and Bill. And I appreciate you and the other department heads for, I guess, empowering them to think of these types of things.
They have been told.
Yeah.
What a great job that was.
But I do have a photo here if anybody wants to take a look at it later.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. You know, and $750 cost savings doesn't sound much, but, you know, when people are thinking this way and applying this to other projects, it really starts to add up over time and turns into something a lot more substantial. So, great work.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And Bob, you mentioned, too, that we have new Genoa signs. Could you explain that? Because
all the Genoa block watch were painted and did not meet the reflectivity, and every sign in the township's got to be brought up to that code in 2012. So we started replacing them, and we're still in the midst of doing an inventory on all the signs in the township itself.
Bob, the reflectivity requirement, is that a state requirement, federal, county?
That is federal and state.
So it's a state and federal mandate down to the township.
Yes.
So those had to be basically replaced.
Yes.
Interesting. All right, thank you.
They look great.
Okay, next we are into development and zoning. Mr. Clace.
I just had a couple items. The first was scheduling a public hearing. The Zoning Commission recommended last month to move forward with text and map amendments. And the text and map amendments I placed in your packet, I believe, in a separate binder due to the size of them. They're also available on our township website under the Genoa calendar and under the date that we had planned to schedule a public hearing. And I'm looking over Rick's shoulder here just to make sure I get the right date. It is Friday, May 27th at 8 a.m. here at the Township Hall. And I don't think it requires formal action, but we'd like to advertise that as a public hearing for the text amendments and map amendments that are enclosed in the packet and posted on our website. The purpose of those amendments is to implement the recommendations of the 2009 Genoa Township Comprehensive Plan, including a number of changes to districts to make sure that we provide for density and also restrictions compliant with the recommendations. So we look forward to going through those in more detail with you, but otherwise provide you the 200 pages to as light reading for the next few weeks here. So, the only other item I had.
Quick question. This document that you gave us, so these aren't, these reflect the new document,
yeah.
So the changes.
We presented a clean copy of the incorporating the changes. A red line's available on the website.
Okay.
We can also print those. There'll be a staff report indicating all of the changes to the code and the purpose behind those that will be presented to you on that Friday. We'll highlight specific reason, rationale behind the different changes.
And zoning considered these and are sending it on to us,
yes,
correct?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we have, we're giving you the recommendation that they have made.
The zoning commission.
They have some additional amendments that they're chewing on, but these are the ones that they felt comfortable and satisfied with, so.
Will they be ready to give us all of them by the 27th?
No, this will be all that will be considered this year. It's my anticipation that we're going to be going through the strategic open space plan that was drafted, as well as some of the additional recommendations out of the comprehensive plan, such as architectural guidelines, and try to look at those and see if there's a place in the zoning resolution for those. So this will be all that will likely be considered this year. The additional ones, I would call them the green amendments, will be coming up. So those are the ones that are looking more at our open space and function, and a little less about the restrictions that are listed here. It's not very easy to summarize, but yeah, I look forward to trying to do that in a brief overview. But in reading through them, I think some of the things you'll note, we try to incorporate wind turbines. We wrote a additional district for our light industrial district to try to address some concerns that we had in the PD3 district that was previous, to try to make it easier for businesses to understand exactly what they can do. Versus requiring them to submit a full-fledged development plan every time they have a project. The big change in it would be trying to incorporate the map amendments along with that as well. So
what's happening on Max Town Road with that junky property that's next to the property for sale? You know, the property that's owned by, what's his face?
Oh. The one up by next to J Company.
Yeah, J Company, and then there's a lot for sale.
Right.
But then beyond that, it's the gentleman has owned the property for Gearsing. Is that
Gearsing?
I mean, that's been a mess for years.
The Gearsing property itself. Yeah, it's my understanding they're cleaning it up right now. They've been taking quite a bit of piles off. I know he's been trying to work with a couple developers that are looking at purchasing a portion or all of the property. But yeah, I know
so
there's a tow truck company that's currently located on the property that's that our office has been working with, trying to bring them into compliance that they had located there without a permit.
Okay.
Yeah,
whatever we can do there to clean that up would be definitely desirable. It's really an eyesore.
Yeah. I don't know if they have any the big violations of the open. They have fencing screening violations right now.
Okay.
The other items that are there are part of their business. They bring product back and use that as part of their excavation business. So it's my understanding that they had some discussions with the EPA and Health Department, and have brought the property in compliance with what they had as open issues. Our light industrial district hopefully will allow us to better address some of the concerns that we've had in the area there too, as far as what they're permitted to do. The Alice Towing Company that's located there, I know we were working with them trying to resolve some outstanding violations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have a couple more weeks before they are planning to come back in with a development plan amendment or a development plan submittal and to go to the board of or the zoning commission. So,
mm-hmm.
We're working on it.
Will the new changes in the comp plan help us at all? Is that part of what you said?
It won't help as far as the open storage, but as they change uses on the property, it will definitely help us in making sure that we're enforcing the zoning standards.
Yeah, it can't be applied retroactively.
Yeah, the standards we're not trying to change the course of what they're doing today. What we're trying to do is make sure that as they change the use of the property, which is mm-hmm. definitely being discussed right now,
okay.
That they'll have that. There has been a developer that's expressed interest in the property for extended stay hotel, and we're interested in talking with them to see what mm-hmm. their thoughts
okay.
are for the site.
Okay. Thanks.
Do we have a... Your motion. I don't want to get into another issue. Okay, I didn't think we did. Have we had any comments from residents regarding the proposed condo development at Tussock in Maxtown, or just north on Tussock? Has there been any?
We haven't had a lot of phone calls on that one. The developer did a good job meeting ahead of time with a lot of the adjoining owners. So a lot of the concerns from adjoining property owners had been, answered. I don't know if they've been addressed, but we have a meeting Monday night with the Zoning Commission to further look at that project. I know the Regional Planning had issued a recommendation for denial, and they'll be looking for the developer to answer the concerns that Regional Planning has expressed. but I have not heard a lot from the neighbors. I think a lot of that was that pre-meeting we had here at the hall. I think there were 30 or 40 neighbors here, and it's my understanding they've been acting as liaisons to help make sure that the other neighbors know what's being proposed.
What's regional planning's concerns?
There was a laundry list. Mostly the density is twice what the comprehensive plan permits. They provide in there that there's a standard for senior housing that might allow them or might lessen their impact on roadways and schools and other things. So that's kind of common for a senior type project where they age restrict, that they would argue that they may have less of an impact and therefore be open to some type of divergence for density. But I think they're proposing 4.3 units per acre, I recall, and our comprehensive plan recommends a 2.2 max, and they're also asking for some variances for different standards. I think they're in phase one of a negotiated plan with the zoning commission, so I understand there's always concerns as stuff's submitted, but hopefully they'll be able to work out some of the concerns before moving forward. The only other item I had was a fee waiver request that we received in our office today. I'll pass a copy of it to you if you don't mind. We had been working with a property owner that had applied for a permit through a contractor, Best Choice Egress Windows. And when they applied for the permit, they submitted payment. And we found out after processing the permit that the payment was the check bounced. So in reapproaching the property owner, they had approached the contractor, Best Choice Egress Windows, and were unable to find their location of business. So they feel that they've been evicted and feel that the business may not be in business anymore. They've paid the contractor for the permit. We didn't feel it was, we felt comfortable coming to you and saying that we didn't want to recharge them for something that they've already paid for, even though it didn't make its way to us. So. We had asked for a fee waiver, and we'll obviously follow up if we get future permits with the contractor. And the fee waiver, I believe, is $50. Yeah, $50.
We'll need to approve a fee waiver for, is it?
If you want to name the property address, it's Spring Run Drive, 6467.
6467 Spring Run Drive, Westerville, Ohio, 43082. A $50 fee waiver.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. In line with the notice in the meeting that we have, I didn't bring a lot for you tonight, but we are working on revised applications and a revised fee schedule and some revised procedures for our office, and we look forward to presenting those in line with the text amendments to take effect when the text amendments take effect. So. I didn't want you to think that this light reading was all you're getting. I hope to get that to you in the next week or two, but that'll include new forms, and we're trying to streamline our permit process a little bit and try to make things a little easier for a contractor or homeowner to understand how we permit things. So that's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. We have already completed the fire report for the evening, and we will go into administration. Mr. Wise.
Good evening. First off on my list, I just want to announce on April 12th, the Delaware County Engineer's Office opened bids for the long-awaited Freeman and Route 3 intersection improvement program. The bids ranged anywhere between $1,247,954 all the way down to $1,010,486.35. The low bidder, Shelley and Sands, is recommended. The bids have been reviewed by the county engineer's office, and it's being recommended through the state and through the county that the board, we go ahead with the contract through Shelley and Sands for the amount of $1,010,486.35. That amount includes a 10% contingency, so there's a possibility the project could be under $1 million bucks. It's a bright spot. If you have any questions about the contract this evening, we do have the deputy county engineer with us, Rob Riley. Pat Myers has an original copy of the contract that's tabbed everywhere where there's a signature needed. So the board would consider that this evening. That'd be a wonderful thing for the township.
Paul, do we need to read the entire motion, or I'm sorry, the entire
contract?
Yes.
I guess not. It's been reviewed by the county, and it's just a matter of probably making a motion to approve the contract with Shelley and Sands.
I will go ahead and offer a motion to enter into agreement with Shelley and Sands, Inc. for State Route 3 and Freeman Road intersection improvements.
I'll second.
Second. Any discussion? I guess my question just would be, when, you know, we, assuming we approve it tonight, how quickly would construction commence? When does the shovel hit the ground?
I'm passing the ball off right now.
Okay.
Good evening. Rob Riley, Chief Deputy Engineer with the county. We have a pre-construction meeting scheduled for next Tuesday, so I would actually expect construction to start shortly thereafter. We do have a deadline of, I believe, the second week of August that all construction needs to be done. So obviously, we're shooting for as early as possible, but they have until August, second week of August, I believe, to get it done. So.
Rob, what kind of, we're not talking shutting down the intersection or anything. I mean, what kind of, any detours involved, traffic flow?
Yes, the traffic on State Route 3 will be maintained through the project. There will be a short one lane, a short period where there'll be one lane, two-way traffic while they're installing a culvert underneath State Route 3. That, I believe, will be done during off-peak periods, so we won't hit the rush hour traffic during that work. There will be closures of Freeman Road. Each leg will be closed for approximately 2 weeks, not at the same time, but sequentially. And that's, there's really no way around that. We have some work that we need to do. There's, the pavement's just too narrow to maintain traffic while you're trying to work on one side. We hope to get that done as quickly as possible. We're shooting for to have this all done before school starts next year.
Rob, you said they got to put a culvert across Route 3. Is that something that can be done with directional boring, or is that they have to open up the street for that?
The pipe's too big. It's just more practical to install it through a trench method. But again, it's being done during off-peak periods. One traffic lane maintained. I don't think it's going to cause a significant disruption of traffic.
Okay. Great.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
It's exciting.
Yeah, we're
no.
anxious to see it done.
Yeah. It's great news. Great news.
I guess if the board wants to sign off on this evening, we can give it to Rob for so he can execute
sure.
it.
Sure. Be happy
with the state.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpani.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thanks, Rob.
We'll execute that and give it to you, Rob. Thank you for coming by tonight, Rob.
Want me to move on?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go
ahead. This, in the last 2 weeks, I believe, the Delaware County Commissioners have approved the transfer of vehicles to Genoa Township. These vehicles were property that was seized from bad guys in a drug bust. The property includes a 2004 Yamaha motorcycle, which is one of those speedy ones that are called crotch rockets, I guess. A 2007 Cadillac Escalade and a 2004 BMW Model 45L. These items were given to the township. Now we have to approve them. We have to accept these into our inventory. We are not going to keep them. We're not going to make them an administration vehicles. We're going to sell them. So if you please make a motion this evening to receive these, we'll proceed with plans for an auction here in the near future.
I will go ahead and make a motion to accept the following seized vehicles from the Delaware County Commissioners, a 2007 Cadillac Escalade, a 2004 BMW 745 Li, and a 2004 Yamaha YZ-FR1 motorcycle. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Somebody was riding around in style.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
That Yamaha would look good with the township logo.
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard Mrs. Lewis had her eye on that one.
Oh, not yet.
We do have a second, I think. No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Oh, no, we don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, second.
Is there a second?
Yes, okay. Yes.
We do have a second.
Oh, my gosh.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpani.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Wise, when were these, okay, so now they're in our care and custody, now what?
Now, we are comprising a list of our stuff,
okay.
The stuff that is excess. There's some things that the court has given us to release, contraband that needs to be sold. We're inventorying everything we've got. I know there's some things in our garage that are unneeded that have been collected, that oddball things. Yes. So we'll get a list together for the trustees, probably at the next trustee meeting. I'll have a resolution together with an itemized list to hold an auction. So you can approve that those items be sold or by an auction, and then we'll go ahead with the auction a few weeks later.
We hold the auction?
We have, in the past, we've hosted the auction at the maintenance garage. A local auctioneer has donated his time. He's a retired auctioneer, but he likes to come back for Genoa and get back into the things. And we've had some successful auctions in the last couple times, so we're excited to hold another one coming up.
Good. All right. Congratulations, Chief. Catch you.
Lastly, I just want to report that we finally had our Easter egg hunt, which was a giveaway this year. The chaotic event took place in the maintenance garage. A couple of trustees were present for the mayhem.
Good mayhem.
It was fun. It was fun. Children had a blast. A lot of kids ended up with tons of plastic eggs filled with candy and chocolates. I think it was a nice event to get out of the rain, and maybe next year we'll have it out in the field and it'll be much better, but it was a good time. I think Linda Greco pulled off another successful function. The volunteers come out, and it's a good time.
Well, and it's worth noting that we had to go to the rain date yet again, and it didn't work. I mean, we tried our best to do the hunt, and it wasn't happening, but Linda did. Phenomenal job, and that was all on the fly too, moving it all indoors. So to have a successful event at the last minute like that, she knocked it out of the park. And thank you to Bob for cleaning up the place.
Yes,
so quickly too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay, we do have a series of announcements. The zoning commission meeting will be held on May 9th. The Gardening 101 Clinic will be on May 10th at 6 p.m. Is that going to be held here at the hall? Okay, that'll be here at the Township Hall, as will the Zoning Commission meeting. And again, the Gardening Clinic will be at 6 p.m. on May 10th. The Technical Advisory Board will be meeting on May 12th at 6 p.m. here at the hall, I take it. The next regularly scheduled trustee meeting will be on May 19th at 7 p.m. And again, the Township Business and Entertainment Expo will be held on May 21st. Well, May 21st and May 22nd. But the bike tour itself will be on the 21st. And that the bike tour will begin at 9 a.m. And there's three separate tours.
There is 5 mile, 15 mile,
5 mile, 15 mile, and a 25 mile, depending on your acumen, I guess. Do those all start at the same time at 9, or are they staggered?
There are different times. If I remember right, the 25-mile
But it's probably recommended to get there at 9 just to be get your bearings. Okay, great. So, yeah, no, we encourage all the residents to make it out to the expo one way or another that weekend. Again, May 21st, May 22nd. Before we go into executive session, are there any comments, remarks from the board?
I'd like to thank the voters for approving the road and bridge levy in tough economic times. Even though it wasn't a tax increase, they still approved it. It is, you know, it is. What was it? What was the cost per 100,000? Was it like
21.44. Yes.
Okay.
Which is it's been 21.44 for the last 6 years,
mm-hmm.
at least the last
two
or three. So, thank you. Okay, without further ado, I will make a motion. It is now 8:05, and I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session to consider the appointment. Employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee, and to prepare for or review negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of their employment. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. We are now adjourned into executive session at 8:06 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries. We are now back into regular session at 9:33. Is there any business to come out of that executive session?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would like to make a motion. I will move to reclassify Lynn Haycock from Deputy Chief to Fire Lieutenant Paramedic. Effective May 15th, 2011. Lieutenant Lynn, Hancock, will be subject to the wage and benefits per the collective bargaining agreement between Genoa Township and the International Association of Firefighters, Local 4307. Lieutenant Hancock will serve a 12-month probationary period as agreed by the parties. Lieutenant Hancock's leave banks will also be converted from a 40-hour employee to 56-hour employee. And I also move at this time,
let's second that and do two motions.
Okay.
I'll second your
motion. Okay.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
And at this time, I'd also like to make another motion. I move to reclassify Joseph Ponzi from Fire Lieutenant Paramedic to Deputy Chief, effective May 15th, 2011, at a salary of $79,087, and will be subject to the benefits per the Genoa Township Policy Handbook. Joseph Ponzi will receive a 12-month promotional. He will serve a 12-month promotional probationary period. Deputy Chief Ponzi's leave banks will be converted from a 56-hour employee to a 40-hour employee.
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. Is there any other points of business to raise?
I have none.
Nope. So moved.
Second.
Seconded. Any discussion?
Roll call.
9:35
p.m. Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. We now adjourn at 9:35 p.m.